some police officer was on duty up in York, Pennsylvania, and he called it in. And it's been one of the favorites. We'll be right back.
It's a midnight night, you know, real cold, snow on the ground. And I was just talking to, or listening to your program. You had a woman on about a hangman, people that were being hanged. So I'm on a routine patrol. So I go up to the cemetery. It's snowing a little bit, pretty cold. And I get right up into the middle of the cemetery where all the tombstones are. And I see a car parked. So I stop. I think it might be lovers. So I get out of the vehicle and I check it. Car's running, but nobody in it. So I shine a light around a little bit, look around, can't see anybody. So I yell a little bit, hello, no answer. So I start to walk back to the car and I almost get to the car and I hear this moaning and groaning, more or less. I shine my light over and here's a freshly dug grave. The flowers are still on the grave. And the noise was coming from there. I shine the light over and I see this figure getting up. And I'm stunned. I don't even know which way to move.
From under the ground?
Yeah, right from the fresh flowers.
Holy.
So I'm telling myself, you know, feet move.
Yeah.
I can't move. It was really, it's like a real phenomenon. So this figure gets up and starts walking towards me.
Holy. Well, what time was this?
This was about 2:30 in the morning.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I'm frantic in my own mind. My feet won't go.
You put a gun up?
No, I didn't even really give it a thought, thank goodness.
All right.
So this figure keeps coming closer and closer. So I quit, run, and jump in the car. it was idling the car, and I had it in park, and I wanted to go back, and I hit drive in my panic state of mind, you know.
Yeah.
So I almost careened into the car in front of me, and I quick ran on the brakes, and when I did, I stalled the car. And I'm frantically trying to start it. Well, it won't start and drive, and I just didn't think of putting it into neutral.
All right.
Figure comes up to the front of the car and leans over the hood.
Holy mackerel.
Comes around to the driver's side. Well, I went out the other side. That far. And I want to yell, and I can't.
Holy.
So the figure comes around to the other side of the car, and I run to the other side.
Now, what kind of figure? I mean, can you describe the figure?
Yeah, it was something you would see out of a horrible ghost story. You just can't describe. My own mind, it was hideous.
Holy.
So we go around the corner about a half a dozen times.
Was he going pretty fast?
We were walking, yeah. Well, I was running to the other side, and the girl was walking.
Where was the girl? Who's the girl?
She was a figure. Oh, you'll find out what it was as I progress in the story.
Oh, this is, you're confusing me. You said the figure and the girl. You mean the one figure?
Yeah.
Bad.
Well, anyway, we went around about a dozen times, and finally...
Was she moaning and groaning trying to chase you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened was it was a girl. I found this out just a few minutes after going around the car. She said, you know, please stop. And I stopped, and then I seen it was this girl. Well, this was her boyfriend. He had died, and they just buried him. So she went out and got tanked up, got drunk, went up to the grave, you know, was crying there at the grave. And in an intoxicated state and crying that some of the flowers had froze to her face.
Good grief.
So she looked like some kind of a beast, you know. My heart was going about 480 times.
And she just fell asleep on him, huh?
Yeah,
on the grave.
She was crying. She wasn't sleeping, just crying, you know, how you would mourn the dead.
Oh,
friend.
Yeah.
And I later found out they were engaged to be married. Anyway, she got drunk that night, decided to go up to his grave site, you know, and cry and whatever you do there.
Oh, boy, what a lucky thing you didn't pull a gun out.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. It's lucky that I panicked the way I did, or because I might have shot her.
Yeah, it sounds funny to me.
It's funny now.
The police officer jumps in his car, and the officer comes in and jumps up the other side.
I arrested her for public application.
Now, how did you defrost her?
That was a problem. I called for other units to assist at that time.